We can't do this alone.
We've been over that. I don't want to bother Bunny.
Lady Cecilia.
The formality got through. Cecilia actually focused on her.
Do you remember why I lost my commission?
Yes, but what's that
got- This is exactly the same thing. If we go off, the two of us, you with no military experience whatever, with no proper intelligence, no backup, no plan, that is exactly as stupid in the same way as what Lupescu proposed. It is frankly suicidal, and I will not cooperate.
I thought we settled it. I thought you agreed.
In anger, yes. At the thought of getting Lupescu's neck between my hands, yes. But I have no right to risk you and your nephew and the others to serve my vengeance. We don't know what we're facing. We don't know what shape they're in. We won't have backup or medical assistance. And if we get killed, what about the youngsters?
For a moment, Harris thought Cecilia would explode. She turned red, then pale, then stood rigidly still. And finally shook herself slightly.
I suppose you're right. That's why I came to you. You have the military background. So, you want me to tell Bunny?
I think we should both go. He may want confirmation from Sirkin up in Sweet Delight. And besides, I still want to be part of the row.
Fine.
With no more argument, Cecilia waved Michaels over.
Michaels, Captain Serrano feels that we should not go alone on this.
Harris noticed that Michaels relaxed slightly. He had had more sense than either of them, but not the courage to say so.
Yes, milady.
I'm going to tell Lord Thornbuckle. This will mean telling him that you knew Bubbles took the flitter.
Harris had not thought about that. How much trouble would he be in? Not much, she hoped.
I don't think you should tell anyone else about this. I'm sure you'll be hearing from his lordship very shortly.
Yes, milady.
All right. Now we have to find Bunny before that damned hunt starts. We're lucky Stone Lodge is at the end of the settlement.
The others were mounted, ready to set out, the hounds swirling around the horse's legs. Harris was sure that only Cecilia could have gotten Bunny off his horse and into the hall of Stone Lodge so quietly and quickly.
What is it?
Cecilia explained, giving as clear an account as Harris herself could have done. Her discovery that the young people were missing, Michael's report of where they had gone, and the beacon data and data from Sweet Delight, which indicated that they were on an island near Bandon. Then she mentioned the uninvited guests, the intruders that Harris suspected might be hunting illegally. Lord Thornbuckle looked at Harris.
You know this person?
Yes, I do. He cost me my commission. He has a bad reputation, but the relevant point is that he is here without your invitation.
Yes, I see that. Just a moment.
He went out the door, leaving Harris and Cecilia staring at one another. In moments, he was back inside.
I told Clem to take over the hunt today. No sense in having them hounding us, as it were. Buttons has already ridden out with the blue hunt. I'll have him brought back.
As he spoke, his fingers tapped on his personal comm unit. Harris had seen him only at the hunt, or at leisure after dinner. He had always seemed friendly enough, but not particularly decisive, except when some fool rode too close to the hounds. The nickname Bunny had fit him well enough. The long, slightly foolish face, the quick movements of his head at dinner, on the lookout for unpleasantness. Now, though, she saw someone used to command responding to an emergency, someone for whom a title made more sense than a nickname.
Sir, the other thing...
Bunny raised an eyebrow, but nodded for her to speak.
There must be someone in this household working with them, whoever they are. Someone to give warning if you're headed that way, at least.
And it can't be Michaels, because he knew about Bubbles, and whoever was there didn't.
We hope. They haven't called in. Their flitter's not at a regular field.
Which island? Could your ship make that out?
He called up a map, which displayed on the hall wall as thin green lines. Harris pointed.
That one.
Bubbles' favorite. The children camped there many summers. She knows every meter of that island. I wonder if she's just camping and hiding out.
If it weren't for the unauthorized shuttle and the fact that Lupescu is on Bandon...
We hope on Bandon and not on this island.
Yes, we must assume he is, and that he's up to no good. You were formerly an officer of the regular space service, isn't that right, Captain Serrano?
Yes, sir.
Then please give me the advantage of your professional assessment. What are we facing here, and what is your recommendation?
Harris felt like a junior officer caught out at an admiralty briefing.
We are presently lacking important information. We know, or rather strongly suspect, that Admiral Lupescu is on Bandon. The shuttlecraft that landed him could have held as many as 50 individuals, but since it came from a chartered yacht, it's reasonable to suppose that it did not. That it was configured for luxury work with a maximum of perhaps 10. We do not know how many such shuttle flights have been made to and from Bandon, or the number of people on each. However, it's reasonable to assume that an actual invasion force is unlikely.
Why, Captain?
Both practical reasons and the character of Admiral Lupescu, sir. Practically, invading an inhabited planet is difficult, and one like this would require complicity of too many of your employees. You have 4 orbiting stations, additional navigation and communications satellites, and a high-tech population scattered around the planet. An invader would have to gain control of communications to prevent an alarm being sent. Your own militia would have to be suborned or defeated in battle, and from what I've heard of your militia, they're loyal and tough and very well equipped. Right now, you have thousands of legitimate guests and their crews and servants. And it might be easier to sneak on planet in the confusion, but it certainly would not be easier to deal with so many,
difficult individuals?
Yes, sir. And as well as practicality, there's the matter of Lupescu. He's not a man to involve himself in something that blatant. His tastes run otherwise.
You said he cost you your commission.
Yes, he did.
When Lord Thornbuckle's expression did not change, Harris realized she was going to have to say more.
He considers war a noble sport, sir. He considers that putting troops in impossible situations is sporting. His expression is, see what they're made of. Until recently, the only way he could do this was by risking his own ship, but 2 years ago he attained flag rank and was given command of a battle group. You are no doubt aware of the Cavanato action. In that conflict, he ordered my ship and the ground forces under my command to make a frontal attack on a strongly defended lunar complex. The defense could have been breached another way. In fact, several other ways, which I and other captains presented as alternatives. But he insisted that it must be done the one way likely to fail, even the battle comp said so, and certain to cost the most lives.
Is that legal?
Perfectly. An admiral's fitness for command is judged afterwards, by results. He is not obliged to take advice from anyone but his own commander, and our group was operating far from anyone more senior. It was something Lupescu had worked toward for years.
Did his order to you risk the whole operation?
No. Most of the group would attack the main objective, and while his orders for that were not what I'd have given, they weren't as reckless. Our diversionary action was important, but it need not have been suicidal.
Did this admiral have a grudge against you before? It seems he must have.
I'm not sure.
In her own mind, Harris was sure, but she would not condemn even Lupescu on the basis of her personal belief.
I hadn't anticipated anything like this. But the point is, I did not obey his very plain orders. My ship and forces attacked the lunar complex and gained control of it, but I didn't do it his way. That's right. I deliberately disobeyed the order of a lawful superior in combat status, grounds for court-martial. In fact, that's what I expected. I knew exactly how serious it was. My family's been service for generations, after all. I had evidence, I thought, that would protect my crew at least, and that seemed better to me than losing several thousand of them because Admiral Lupescu enjoyed a good fight. There was even a chance that a court might see it my way. Small, but there it was.
And then what?
Then I was offered the chance to resign my commission in exchange for immunity for my officers and crew, or a court-martial for all. The scan data had disappeared. Accidents happen in combat. I had some junior officers whose careers would be cut short forever by a court-martial now, even if they won. The stigma never really goes away. And some hotheads in the crew would, I knew, convict themselves if they got before a court. There are always people who can't keep quiet even to save themselves. So I resigned.
You didn't tell me all that. Not about what he wanted you to do.
It didn't seem relevant.
The rest of it boiled up in her mind. what Lupescu had said to her and about her. Coward, stupid bitch, typical woman, only good to lay and lie. And more, that she would never tell anyone. Who could understand?
So I judge from your report that Admiral Lupescu is more likely to put someone else in danger than to risk his own hide.
He's not a coward, sir. He had a name for boldness when he commanded his own ship. But he's also ambitious in politics and society. He would enjoy hunting here under your nose, but he would not chance making such a powerful enemy by attempting open invasion.
What about taking hostages?
Possibly. Especially if he found himself in a trap.
Do you think he's the head of whatever is going on?
I don't know. He has other hunting friends.
Quickly, Harris told him about the club she'd heard of, and the rumors about it.
And you would recommend?
Taking in enough force to make resistance futile. And there's the problem of surprise and collusion. If they find out you're coming in, they might get the shuttle off and the yacht.
Not if their crew's in the bay. That'll be easy enough to find out. It's on a routine report.
All this time, he had been tapping out orders on his personal comm unit.
There's a Crown Minister here, Parthen Devisti, but I hate to involve the Crown if we can avoid it. And he's here for hunting. He brought no staff.
Harris hoped her face didn't reveal her reaction. She thought of Crown Ministers as a particularly bloated form of bureaucratic incompetence, whose internal struggles for power resulted in unexpected budget changes for the services. A servant Harris had hardly noticed opened the door to a militia squad, uniformed and armed. Lord Thornbuckle smiled at Harris.
Captain Serrano, if you brief my Captain Sigynd while I get some more information...